Well, today, July 11th, is the feast day of the great Saint Benedict, called the father of Western monasticism. The word Benedict means a blessing. For example, the word benediction is when we give the blessing with the most blessed sacrament. So the word Benedict means a blessing, and he certainly was a blessing for the Catholic Church in the 5th and 6th centuries, as well as throughout the last number of centuries. Saint Benedict was a Roman born in the town of Norcia in the year 480. And his twin sister, Saint Scholastica, dedicated herself to God at a very young age. And he was sent off to Rome to study. He was from a very wealthy family. His family sent him to Rome to be educated. And he was there for a number of years, but he would leave Rome horrified at the vice and the moral corruption of that pagan society at the time. And so he felt called by God to live a life of prayer and penance, a life of solitude. So he left Rome, traveled about 50 miles south to a place called Subiaco, a forest, a wilderness, where he would spend time in prayer and contemplation. And he became known as, I have a reputation of being a very holy and wise monk. And soon a community of monks nearby in the neighborhood asked him to be their abbot. He refused at first, but then he gave in and was their abbot for a while. But then I guess he was a little bit too strict for them, because when he found out they were plotting to poison him, he felt it was better that he move on. So he went back to his hermitage for a few more years, and then others began to join him, and pretty soon he organized 12 monasteries in the surrounding area, and he became their abbot, their spiritual father. Eventually, he would move the community to Monte Cassino, the beautiful magnificent monastery that he would build there on the mountain, about 2 hours or so south of Rome. And he there wrote the Rule of Saint Benedict, which would guide the monks even till today. And when we read about the Benedictine spirituality, we know that they would pray 7 times a day, especially the Psalms. The monks would memorize the Psalms. Their motto was Ora et Labora, pray and work. They always had some work to do, whether it be in the fields or other kinds of work to earn their keep. Their focus was on the divine liturgy, making the Mass and the liturgy as beautiful as possible. So focusing on their work as prayer and worshiping the Lord through sacred liturgy, as well as through the liturgy of the hours, the divine office. These monasteries that would spread throughout Europe became centers for learning, for agriculture, for hospitality, and for the rebuilding of Catholic culture. Remember, this was the time right after the barbarian invasions, and so Europe was devastated. And it was the monks, of course, especially the Benedictines, that saved Europe and that kept Catholic culture alive. They were the ones, often were the ones who would translate sacred scriptures. We would not have our Bible today were it not for the monks who hand-copied the sacred scriptures. So the monks, the monasteries would become centers of learning. Their libraries would be of incredible value to all of Europe. Later on, a monk would be the one, Benedict the Monk would accidentally create champagne when he was working down in the wine cellar. So we have Benedict the Monk to thank for that, as well as some wonderful after-dinner liqueurs as well, established by the monks. Saint Benedict lived until the year 546. He's buried beside his twin sister, Saint Scholastica, on Monte Cassino. When Pope Benedict became Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger, he decided to choose the name Benedict the 16th. And the speculation, of course, is because not only does he love Saint Benedict, but Saint Benedict was the one who was the father of Europe, the patron saint of Europe. And our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, realizes that largely Europe has lost the faith. And so he's hoping his pontificate will help to rebuild the Catholic faith in Europe, just as St. Benedict rebuilt the Catholic faith in Europe back in the 500s and the 600s. So that would be a good intention to pray for today, that St. Benedict will inspire our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, to re-evangelize Europe, to help re-evangelize the entire world for Christ and for the Catholic faith. We can learn a lot from the Benedictine spirituality, their hospitality, their welcoming, their love of the liturgy, their love of the divine office, and the importance of both prayer and work in loving and serving God, and especially their love of silence. Make sure you have enough silence in your life every day so that the Lord can speak to you in prayer. So make sure that when you come before the Lord and make your holy hour, you sit there in silence and let the Lord speak to you. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Benedict. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Benedict, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.